we're going back, we're looking through historic results. In addition to that, we'll look through current polls and trends and what's moving, in addition to things like organization, fundraising, and just strength of overall message. The data from South Carolina alone, when popped in there, popped up 372 pages of graphical data and detailed breakdowns. One of my state chairs, Tom McMerrick, created this on his own. I wasn't even going to ask this of anyone. He called and said, can I do this just for Illinois? And I said, sure. He called me back 3 months later and apologized. And said, I didn't ask you, but I did it for the entire nation.
Oh, wow.
And in South Carolina, we're going down and we're pointing out, here's where the county margins have to be. We were prepared to pick Romney early on, but we waited because all of our fundamentals said that Gingrich should win South Carolina.
So, and Zach, how long have you been working on this?
3 years now.
You've been working 3 years. Tricia, you too?
Yeah, since we were freshmen.
All right. And this year, Florida was among those states making big headlines by, you know, moving their primary date up. New Hampshire was moved up just in the past few months. So how did that complicate your own scheduling this year, given that you've been planning all this for a very long time? Is your thunder getting stolen?
It's really, we weren't happy about it happening.
Yeah.
But we originally scheduled this between Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yeah, we actually originally, I think our sophomore year at the very beginning when we were making the schedule and planning the dates, it was actually originally scheduled based on the primary schedule for this past weekend. So the convention would have been over by now, which is just a funny thing to think about. And then, of course, they moved back the primaries, and so we followed suit, and then they moved it up again just to spite us, we think. so, yeah, I mean, it looks as if we are a little bit less relevant because so many states have gone forth, but our political team has done an amazing job of predicting every state along the way.
Right now I'm holding meetings, and they're going in a linear time order of when state primaries and caucuses are held to extrapolate momentum going state for state. So each state will be standing up and pledging delegates in the date order that they happen throughout the cycle. And then those votes will be put up on a screen, and people can see a running tally and see when a certain candidate will wind up winning the election, just like you would at a national convention.
And so you answer anybody who says, well, gosh, we already kind of know that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee, by saying we've already been doing this state by state even before those primaries and caucuses that have already gone, right?
Right. I would answer them two ways. First, I would answer, if they're saying that and we wind up picking Mitt Romney, that we already know that because we've been predicting everything up front. And the second thing I say is we've already decided Newt Gingrich was dead 3 times, and he's proven us wrong every time. So don't really give up on him before the South comes around.
Yeah.
But the really important part of this is we have virtually every single student on a college campus coming out and spending hours and hours and hours of their time on a political event.
And for people who say, you know, young people are just too apathetic, they're too jaded, yada, yada, they don't care about politics, this is their answer to this. Because not only is it young people, but it's young people participating in droves in an academic fashion, giving up a weekend. We are so amazingly proud of the students who have worked for, you know, 2+ years to put this event on and who have taken it so seriously.
Right. Well, Tricia King and Zach Wilkes, key organizers on the executive committee bringing this year's Republican mock convention to the campus of Washington and Lee, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.